for a while in the 1970s, you were, I remember, and in the late 60s, growing up and seeing you every time I turned on a television talk show. And one of our listeners reminded us that of one appearance you made on the Mike Douglas Show in 1976 alongside, improbably, Tom Waits. And I want to listen to
Oh, my gosh.
Hard to say.
Can you comment, Marvin, on Tom's music?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I have a feeling he's going to kill himself with these cigarettes here.
How many packs a day do you go through?
I've not yet to see him without a cigarette in his hands.
You want
to
walk around my shoes for a while?
Well, they look comfortable, I'll give you that one.
I'll tell you one thing, they're broken in.
You know, I met Tom Waits years later.
Yeah?
He's a wonderful writer, and he was much more, much more together. I tell you, it's a world, I tell you, I just didn't, if you noticed, I didn't say anything bad about him because I really admire him, but that whole world, that whole culture, that whole whatever that was, I really was the answer. I'm the guy.
What do you think of his music, though, for instance?
Oh, no, I like it. Oh, yeah. No. He's very smart, very good.
But the Demi Moan bohemian life was never your life.
Not until now, no. No.